It's 8:55. We are playing musical chairs here this morning in the KYMN studios. We have a busy morning with a lot of guests coming up in a few. We'll be talking with Kirk from Merchants Bank with Chamber Chat. Jane Bartho is here, and Rich Larson will be in, and Kirk Mullenbrook from Merchants Bank. But before that, we have Dan Van Tassel in with us to talk about a new book. Dan, thank you so much for coming in
today.
Well,
you're welcome. I enjoy this.
We got to chatting before we went on the air about travel. You have a new book, and we'll get to that in just a second. It's about travel, and I think so many people, especially with the pandemic the last couple of years, that has spurred an interest in getting out of your house and moving around, whether it be Minnesota, the U.S., or the world. It's all available to us in this day and age.
Yeah. And, of course, you can just sit in your chair and read a book about it, too.
That's a great
The Armchair Traveler, you know. Yeah.
You have a new book. It's called Journey by the Book, A Guide to Tales of Travel. Tell us about, well, first of all, what led you to do this, and then we'll get into what the book has to say.
Well, I think I've always, like you, had wanderlust and enjoyed traveling in different places to set up programs and just for recreation and learning, because you learn a lot when you travel. But also, every time you pick up a book, doesn't matter if it's a novel or whatever, you pretty much leave where you're sitting and go with the author. And in some works, the setting is not background, it's in the foreground. And when there's a journey, a voyage, or some kind of trip, that's fun to follow, whether it's imaginary like the Odyssey or something like Steinbeck's Travels with Charlie or Heap Moon's Blue Highways. And so over the years, while I was teaching college classes and so forth, I got more and more interested in the setting, and especially if there was a journey involved. And ultimately, I put together courses. One of them was called Literary Haunts of the British Isles, and it took students over January interim, and we traveled rather than stayed back at the stayed campus. And then finally, I put together courses called Tales of Travel, looking at these works in which fundamentally the meaning and structure and the main purpose of the work is to travel, not to arrive at a destination, but to enjoy the journey.
Enjoy the journey.
Yeah.
Boy, enjoy the adventure. Yeah. So this is a book you could take along while you're adventuring as well.
Yes, you're right. You could double duty that way. That's a good idea.
So you take us back to the start of the book. This is probably something that you've been working on for quite some time. As you had mentioned, you've written the books and you've done the traveling and stuff and putting together a book like this. Tell us about how it all came together.
Well, I don't want to suggest I'm a slow learner, but it took about 10 years to get this thing off and on ready for publication. Obviously, I had a lot of things going on. And since we moved back to the Midwest and to Minnesota 9 or 10 years ago, after retiring, I was teaching at Cal State San Marcos in California. I got busy with this, but I also love to teach courses with the Cannon Valley Elder Collegium, the CVEC. But, of course, the last several years, it's been Zoom. I mean, because we haven't been able to have in-person classes. But it looks like things are changing again.
Which is good.
Yes.
Which is good. That's like Zoom travel. You can't Zoom travel.
Yeah, I know.
But you take a look, at, as you had mentioned, alluded to, that all the books, you know, from Mark Twain and Kerouac and Steinbeck, are they different chapters on each kind of book, or do you just mix it all in together?
Good question, Jeff. Well, the opening chapter is kind of exploring the whole kingdom of travel literature, looking at guidebooks and imaginary journeys versus actual accounts, voyages, whatever. And then there are, I think, about 20 chapters where one or two or three key travelogues are explored. And we look at what it is that makes them tick. usually it's a narrator who can really strike a rapport with you as a fellow traveler, you know, imaginaire. And also it, the style has to be, you know, seductive. And usually, and a lot of us have a kind of a desire to travel, whether it's vicariously or real. And so that's what led to the whole thing. So now it's about 200 pages of steeped in travel lore.
Yeah, I love that. I love that it seems like this is going to be very accessible to so many people because of those stories that you mentioned. They're not obscure.
No.
So many of us have read these stories, are familiar with the authors, and they're much beloved themes.
Exactly. I mean, you mentioned Twain. That's at the tip of our tongue. Kon-Tiki and other voyages are... we've known about those, and so it's, in a way, it's a chance to rediscover some of these monumental journeys.
I recall reading Kon-Tiki as a class in third grade.
Oh, my goodness.
Our teacher brought in because she loved the story so much, and so that really... kind of sparks the adventure part of the travel. You had mentioned it's not really a destination, but the journey that gets you there, along the way.
Right. I mean, in fact, one writer might say, well, it was really the interruptions that made my trip. You know, sometimes we think, oh, goodness, I'm off schedule. But actually, sometimes that's the heart of it, is something that happens spontaneously and so on. Kon-Tiki, fun of it is just to watch how this little crew has half a dozen people with Heyerdahl went to Peru, and they chose certain balsam trees, and they christened each one, gave them a name, and put them together, and got this log lashed together, and we get a chance to travel with them and see what's happening in the day with fish jumping aboard, and at night with a star-spangled banner, and it's just a great thing to be able to move in that from third grade on.
Yeah, absolutely. Once again, Dan Van Tassel is with us. He's written a new book. It's called A Journey by the Book, A Guide to Tales of Travel. And it is this is out now, I'm presuming?
It is. It came out in July. Sunbury Press in Pennsylvania has published it. And now I'm doing a few events where I'll read a few passages from the book and talk about it, answer questions, and hopefully sell and sign copies.
Give us the when and where. They're coming up this month in the next week or so, isn't it?
Yeah, the next couple of Saturdays. We're looking at this Saturday over, well, your neighbor, the public library, from 10 to 11 Saturday morning, this upcoming Saturday morning, and then the following week at 50 North, which many people still are stumbling over as a name because it's the senior center.
Sure.
So anyway, those are starting out, at least in town here, with the interest.
All right. Now, is there going to be a tour after these two? Or are you going to travel about travel?
I don't know. I could do a sequel, I suppose, or whatever.
Maybe you could start your own book, own
exactly. But probably, too, I'll continue teaching courses with CVAC. I've done courses on humor, on Shakespeare, Hardy, the environment, and so on. And I'll probably do a Tales of Travel course to take advantage of the interest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well,
Dan,
I could sit here and talk to you another half hour about this, but we've got to get moving on. Thank you so much.
Well,
once again,
you.
That's this Saturday morning. It's at the library, and the following Saturday at 50 North.
Exactly. Yep.
All right.
Very good. Well, thanks for joining in on the travel bug.
All right. Dan Van Tassel, once again, an author of the new book. It's entitled A Journey by the Book. It's available. It's out right now. And the two presentations you're going to be giving the next couple of Saturdays, A Guide to Tales of Travel. That's going to do it for the KYMN Morning Show. We have coming up in a moment or so,